Welcome to the Korea Herald podcast. 이번 주도 코리아 헤럴드는 여러분과 함께합니다. 혹시 저희 팟캐스트를 들으면서 직접 콘텐츠를 만들어보고 싶다는 생각 해본 적 있으신가요? 그렇다면 팟캐스트를 가장 쉽고 빠르게 만들 수 있는 무료 플랫폼 스포티파이 포 팟캐스터를 소개합니다. 핸드폰이나 컴퓨터에서 바로 녹음부터 편집까지 다양한 배경음악과 효과음을 사용해 여러분도 쉽고 빠르게 만들 수 있습니다. 애플 및 구글 팟캐스트 등 여러 다른 플랫폼에 한 번에 배포하고 관리할 수도 있어요. 스포티파이 포 팟캐스터 앱을 다운로드 받고 지금 바로 시작해보세요.
To this week's Korea Herald's podcast. Joining me today is Ali from the copy editing desk. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not good. good covering doctor's issues.
Yeah.
What about you?
Oh, well, I can imagine you've been so busy. I'm okay. Just another week. March feels like it's very long currently.
Really?
Like it's like a bit of a in-between period. Like it's not quite spring yet, but it's coming. So it feels a bit long.
네, 오늘도 코리아 헤럴드 팟캐스트와 함께 해주셔서 감사합니다. 제가 준비한 기사는요, 결혼 전 독립 관련된 얘기고요. 그럼 기사 들어가기 전에 알리와 함께 먼저 읽어보고 오겠습니다.
68% of Korean adults living with parents won't move out until marriage. A recent survey showed that the vast majority of South Korean adults living with their parents in apartments have no plans to move out until they are married. Finances were a major factor, as 32% said the cost of housing is too high, while 23% said, I'm concerned about the cost of living. Some 26% said that they choose to do so because their commute is convenient from their parents' home. Most of the respondents were not complete freeloaders, as 69% said they contribute some money to household expenses. Some 35% said they give between 300,000 won, $230, to 500,000 won per month to their parents. 26% give under 300,000 won, while 8% give their parents more than 500,000 won. With rising housing costs, an increasing number of South Koreans have been continuing to live with their parents well into adulthood. They have been dubbed kangaroos by local scholars and media for being adults who are dependent on their parents even though they are old enough to live on their own, drawing a comparison to the image of mother kangaroos who raise their young inside their pouches.
네, 첫 번째 문단 보시면요. A recent survey showed, 최근 조사에 따르면, that the vast majority of South Korean adults living with their parents in apartments have no plans to move out until they are married. 부모님과 생활하는 대부분의 한국 성인들은 결혼하기 전까지 독립할 계획이 없다고 밝혔다. 여기서 나오는 recent는 최근에이라는 의미이고요. majority는 다수, move out는 살던 집에서 이사를 나가다라는 의미입니다.
So the word recent here, is something that is up to date, latest?
Yeah, something that happened not so long ago. So a new, maybe a current, but yeah, latest is
so
another
like
good word.
A fresh piece of data.
Yeah, new data. Yeah, yeah.
And majority is like mostly, most of the respondents, most of the participants.
Yeah, like the main part, the main bulk, or yeah, the largest number, or yeah, the most of the participants, yeah.
And move out is like to depart from your place.
Yeah.
Or residence or relocate or resettle?
Yeah, so yeah, it's to leave where you live. So in this case, it's talking about leaving your parents' home, but you can also use it just to say, oh, I moved out of my apartment. I moved to another place.
And in that place can also be another country, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Or like maybe not job, right?
No, you wouldn't really say move out of job, but yeah, those other two contexts work.
Okay. 그리고 두 번째 문단을 보시면요. Finances were a major factor. 금전이 가장 큰 이유였다. As 32% said, the cost of housing is too high. 응답자 중 32%는 집값이 너무 비싸다였고, while 23% said, 23%의 응답자는 I'm concerned about the cost of living. 생활비가 부담된다고 대답했다. Some 26% said that they choose to do so because their commute is convenient from their parents' home. 나머지 26%는 부모님 집에서 통근 및 통학이 편하다고 대답했다. 여기서 finances는 돈 혹은 금전을 의미하고요.
concerned는 걱정하는, 걱정되는, cost of living은 생활비, 그리고 convenient는 편리함 혹은 간편함으로도 이해하실 수 있겠습니다. So the term finances here is about money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's kind of a nicer way of saying money because sometimes really? If you just say like money is a major factor, that can sound a little bit maybe like, especially in old-fashioned views, a little bit distasteful. So people would say finances to make it a bit more polite.
Polite. Mm-hmm. So more like formal?
Yeah, more formal. If I was talking to my friend, I would say money. But at work, I would say finances.
But yeah. How is money like a bit informal, I guess?
I guess talking about money mm-hmm. itself is a bit of a taboo subject, right? So I guess that like term itself is like maybe not so much these days, but like maybe my mom or my grandparents' generation, it would be like a little bit rude to say the word money really? In certain contexts. So like if you say money normally, it's fine. But in this context, when you're talking about something perhaps being like personal finances, then you would use the word finances more.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, very subtle thing.
And concerned is like something is very like disturbing or very like troubling.
Yeah, something's worrying you or making you feel a bit anxious. So you could replace it to say I'm worried about or I'm troubled about or I'm anxious about.
And cost of living is outgoing payments.
Yeah, like for food and, you know, 관리비 and all that. I can never think of the English word for that term, but like, yeah, utilities and that kind of thing. Yeah, so things that, what it costs to live, basically.
And convenient is something that is very handy or favorable.
Yeah, it's, in this case, the commute is convenient, so it's like, it's very opportune or timely. But yeah, favorable is another good word.
And before we move on to the next paragraph. Mm-hmm. Since you are married,
yes.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Did you move out before you got married or?
Pretty much.
What's the case for you?
Yeah, I moved out I moved to Korea was also my moving out thing. But I moved here at 23. And at the time I was like, yeah, independence. I'm living by myself. But now I really miss not having to pay rent and my mom cooking for me because like you know like when you live by yourself you have to think about what to cook and you have to budget for it, whereas that was something I didn't have to think about before. So I very much understand why people want to stay living with their parents. Yeah,
and I think there's like a cultural difference between mm-hmm. Western countries and Asian countries, mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. for example like Korea, because I think there's like this norm in Western cultures where like kids kind of like move out of their house mm-hmm. When they turn, you know, like 19 or 20.
Yeah, it's like as soon as you're an adult out, right?
But is that really like true?
Yeah, I think more and more as the cost of living is mm-hmm. getting really expensive, I think it's less weird now to like live with your parents in like England. Like before people might make fun of people for like, oh, you still live with your parents, right? Oh. But now it's like, oh, that's a smart decision. You're living with your parents. But culturally, yeah. We'd move out at 18, like, to go to university. But nowadays, I think we're going back. We're becoming more similar with Korea, I think.
So it's not something that is deemed weird.
No, now, not anymore. I think people understand that it's so expensive to move out. So, yeah.
But, like, is there a reason behind moving out in Western cultures?
I think it's for independence. Like, yeah, you kind of, maybe we have, I don't know, maybe it's we want to, like, not break free of our families, but just kind of, like, we maybe compared to Korea, don't consider family as much of, like, an importance to, like, so obviously family is important, but we kind of put higher importance on, like, living our own lives,
ourselves.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a really big part. It's like, yeah, I don't want my mom and dad to tell me what to do anymore. I'm going to do what I want to do kind of thing, right?
Then most of the money comes from debt, right? Not
yeah.
parents is
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, you. I think it depends on the family, but yeah, you pretty much like a lot of families are like, okay, you're on your own now, kind of thing. So you take care of yourself. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
그리고 세 번째 문단을 보시면요, most of the respondents were not complete freeloaders. 하지만 대부분의 응답자는 집에서 부모님한테 받아먹기만 하는 사람들은 아니었다. As 69% said they contribute some money to household expenses. 69%는 매달 부모님께 용돈을 드린다고 했고, some 35% said they give between 300,000 won to 500,000 won per month to their parents. 35%는 매달 30만 원에서 50만 원 사이의 생활비를 보태고 있었고,
26% give under 300,000 won, while 8% give their parents more than 500,000 won.
26%는 30만 원 미만을 부모님께 드렸고 8%는 부모님께 50만 원 이상 드리는 사람들이었다. 여기서 freeloader은 이제 남에서 남에게 얻어먹기만 하는 사람을 의미하고요. contribute는 뭐뭐에 기여하다. expense는 돈 혹은 비용을 의미합니다.
So this is really interesting. When I searched the synonym for freeloader, it mm-hmm. gave me parasite.
mm-hmm. Yeah. So
and sponge.
Yeah. Yeah. I think like parasite's the really mean version, mm-hmm. and then sponge is the slightly less mean mm-hmm. version. So like if you say someone's sponging of their parents or they're a sponger, it's like
absorbing it's, like yeah, you know, their money and stuff.
Yeah. Whereas parasite is like you're sucking it out, right? Like you're like eating and like
the
consuming.
The movie Parasite
it.
Was kind of like it meant.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
way, right?
Yeah. I think it meant like yeah, like freeloaders basically. So another one is leech because like a leech also
the bug, right?
Yeah, the yeah. thing that sucks blood. So like the nicer words are sponger, maybe moocher to like mooch off someone. Yeah, parasite and leech are like if you're really trying to be mean to someone.
Okay. And contribute is like when you provide mm-hmm. or afford for something. So in this case, it's like providing finances for family matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's like, yeah, you kind of put up or like, yeah, give some money to help run the household, right?
And expenses, cost, or
yeah.
price.
Yeah, so how much? So again, it's like another word for money, except money that you used this time. Yeah, the money that requires to be spent, yeah.
그 다음 문단을 보시면요. With rising housing costs, an increasing number of South Koreans have been continuing to live with their parents well into adulthood. They have been dubbed kangaroos by local scholars and media for being adults who are dependent on their parents, even though they are old enough to live on their own, drawing a comparison to the image of mother kangaroos who raise their young inside their pouches.
집값 상승으로 점점 더 많은 한국인들이 성인이 되어도 부모님과 함께 살고 있다. 이들은 일부 학자들과 언론들 사이에서 일명 캥거루라고 불리는데 스스로 자립할 수 있는 나이임에도 불구하고 부모님께 의존하는 성인들을 묘사한 단어로 캥거루가 자신의 새끼를 주머니 안에서 키우는 모습과 비교하면서 탄생한 단어이다. 그리고 여기서 첫 번째 문단을 보시면요, rising이라는 단어가 나오는데요. 여기서는 폭동하는, 지속적으로 상승하는이라고 이해하실 수 있겠고요. continuing은 계속적인, 지속적인을 의미하고요. dependent는 의존하는, 그리고 comparison은 비교 혹은 비율을 의미합니다.
So in this case, the word rising is like soaring, increasing.
Yeah, climbing. Yeah, it's going up. So yeah, yeah, increasing. That's right.
And continuing is like ongoing, maybe?
Yeah, ongoing. So like in this case, they're continuing to live with their parents. You could say they're living with their parents on an mm-hmm. ongoing basis or continuously.
So keep on.
Yeah,
keep
yeah.
On. And the word dependent is like when you count on something, when mm-hmm. you rely on something too much.
Yeah, so yeah, to depend on somebody is that, yeah, you rely on them, you're supported by them. So in other words, you couldn't maybe function without mm-hmm. their support, right?
And the word comparison is like to juxtapose or like contrast.
Yeah, juxtapose. Yeah, yeah, to compare the resemblance or the differences. Yeah, that's right.
네, 그러면 기사 마무리하기 전에 알리와 다시 한번 읽고 오겠습니다.
68% of Korean adults living with parents won't move out until marriage. A recent survey showed that the vast majority of South Korean adults living with their parents in apartments have no plans to move out until they are married. Finances were a major factor, as 32% said the cost of housing is too high, while 23% said, I'm concerned about the cost of living. Some 26% said that they choose to do so because their commute is convenient from their parents' home. Most of the respondents were not complete freeloaders, as 69% said they contribute some money to household expenses. Some 35% said they give between 300,000 won, $230, to 500,000 won per month to their parents. 26% give under 300,000 won, while 8% give their parents more than 500,000 won. With rising housing costs, an increasing number of South Koreans have been continuing to live with their parents well into adulthood. They have been dubbed kangaroos by local scholars and media for being adults who are dependent on their parents even though they are old enough to live on their own,
drawing a comparison to the image of mother kangaroos who raise their young inside their pouches.
Thank you for joining Thursday's podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening.
Hope you have a wonderful day.
Yes, have a great Thursday.